Adding a short instrumental section, or just lengthening out the exercise a bit, just because it goes by quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And short guitar interlude, or you could even sing the song twice. Or, you know, there's lots of things you can do to kind of lengthen it. Have you thought about doing that? Maybe?
Yeah, I'm just not really sure what to do, really.
Sure. Well, that's a really good song, and it's not an easy song to sing, is it? Those of you who have sang it before, or perhaps know it, what are the challenges in this particular song to just actually physically sing? What are the challenges?
Well, we had to take it down a tone.
Yeah.
Because it was, I don't know, it sounded okay, but in the second section it goes quite high.
Yeah, yeah, very high. Like into another stratosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could sing it, but it was just a bit of a struggle. So.
Yeah. Well, it's good on you for finding a lower key, because you need to sort of rob from Peter to pay Paul, in the sense that if you make it a little bit lower, it might make that section a little bit in your boots. But when you have a higher section in the middle of the bridge, you'll be sweet, because you won't have to reach for those notes.
Yeah, just some of the lower notes were a bit.
Yeah,
but I think because it's early as well, like
doesn't help. Yeah. The other thing to do is to not so much on the bridge part, but certainly on the regular, what we call the A section, the verse, change the notes around if you have to when they go too low. Dee dee da. It's a tricky. The other difficulty with this song, I think, is that the angles, you know, the intervals are wide. Yeah. Dee dee da. It's hard to find that low note, you know.
Yeah.
So it's an extreme song. But it's a beautiful song, and it was written by a pianist called Errol Garner, who obviously wasn't a singer.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter, because it's just a very melodic song. So any other thoughts for the audience? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think you tackled it well. I mean, I can vouch for the tactile bits because I'm singing it. And yeah, it can get pretty high. One thing to watch out for, you know, you've got the triplets, the crotchet triplets, that part, because it kind of changes and you can't, because it's going into a different key, it kind of can, not out of tune, but you can kind of still be in the same key as you are. Do you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by key in this case?
Well, no, like, I mean, I think it's a challenge for me, but I kind of heard it when she was singing, like, it was fine, and then the B section.
Yeah, the bridge.
Say that you're leading me on. You kind of sang the... Am I explaining this any clearly to you? No?
I think I know what you mean, because at the time I knew I was singing the wrong notes.
It's just the... Basically, what I'm just trying to say is, like, obviously, it is kind of a hard song to get into and stuff, but it was good. If you keep practicing a bit more, then it'll be better.
I think what Elijah is saying, and this happens a lot with songs that go into different tonalities in the middle section, which this clearly does. What key did you do it in today? Do you remember?
D-flat major.
D-flat, yeah. Okay, so it's essentially D-flat for 8 bars, and then you do it again. It's 8 bars of D flat, yeah. And then when it goes into the B section, the middle section, it goes into pretty much an unrelated key. It modulates, like some of the songs. And because of that, it's easy to lose the plot, you know, because you're not only singing high notes, but you're also in a completely different tonal center. So it's kind of hard to know where you are. So what I think Elijah's saying, or the way I heard it, is that you don't want to give that away to the audience. as far as they're concerned, you're still in D flat. You know, don't call attention to that, because it is a challenge. But the idea of singing a song, or it's acting, isn't it? You're portraying them, and they don't need to know what the struggles are. As far as they're concerned, you're just right in the main key, and it's no big change. But that's harder. It's easier said than done. Yes.
Your singing was so much better than last time that you could really hear an improvement. But I think for like audience interaction, you looked a little bit stiff, because it's a jazz song and you sung it really freely and like quite loosely. You need to like look more like how you sound, if you know what I mean. So just kind of relax a bit more, because you looked a little bit tense. And then if you're an audience member, it makes you feel like a little bit tense. But if you just like relax your body a little bit more.
We can dim the lights and get some cocktail glasses. we can't have any cigarette smoke, unfortunately. Yes, Emma.
You said it was your first like jazz kind of song.
Yeah.
Thing. I thought actually it suited your voice really well, because like big contrast to like the song you did before, which
yeah.
I also thought suited your voice really well. But yeah, I did think, but like Michelle said, if you just sort of free up a little bit and like a little bit more practice, I think it'll be even better. But it's still really good.
Thank you.
Okay, Sam.
Yeah, I quite like how you kind of made it your own. It's quite dark at the beginning. But yeah, for the B section, kind of wanted you to go for it a bit more. Yeah, it was good.
Nice.
Yes, Connor, please.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it must have been quite difficult when Sarah's doing like a new little bit.
Yeah, that was quite off thing, actually. I was like, what's he doing?
I thought you did handle that really well, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Guitar accompanying, any accompanying. It's still a duet, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're listening to the guitar. We're very aware of what you're doing. The finger picking, the added bits and all the fill-in stuff. Because otherwise it just drops out and it's just you and if you don't have any backing. One thing I did notice though, and maybe this was intentional, was that I felt that you were sort of ahead of the guitar. Which is to say, the vocal was leading in the sense that the guitar was almost catching up somehow. Now that's okay if you've got it down to that's part of your intention. Sometimes it can be effective to keep a more of a strict tempo. Just to learn a song. And then when you feel you've really got the tempo and the song in key, in sync, like everything is kind of, you know where the beat is. Then you can say, hey, let's try it this way now. Let's try you slowing up here. Let's do X, Y, Z. But when you're first getting, is this quite a new song? I mean, I know you said that, but if you're able to keep the tempo going initially, then you can say, okay, that's where we don't have to keep it going. But at least you had done it. It might be an effective way to practice it. So, it doesn't have to be performed that way. It's just in terms of learning. The tempo is very good, though. You like it quite slow, don't you?
Yeah.
It's not the sort of song you want to race through, really.
No.
What about yourself, sir, and how do you find accompanying her?
I find it pretty good, to be honest. I was supposed to follow her, so sometimes, but I really need to listen what she's singing and then look at the score, because I just got the score yesterday.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, and I'm not really used to accompanying singers a lot.
Okay.
But it was quite a good challenge for me to accompany.
Yeah,
jazz song.
It's a good sound.
Yeah.
And guitar is just perfect for this song. So
yeah.
It's just a matter of trying it and working on it. And, hopefully you'll be in a position to add more songs to your repertoire of this style.
Yeah.
Just because it's, you know, it's just this is a very popular song and a good one to start with. But Georgia, you know, that's another song from that period. You know, there's lots of songs. Did you have any prior experience with this song? Did you hear it before? Or?
No. Yeah, I've heard it before, but I've never sang it before.
Right.
But I like the way that Ella Fitzgerald sings it.
Yeah.
And
oh.
Billie Holiday.
Yeah. Both of them.
But I wanted to just sing it how I would sing it. So.
Yeah. No, it's good to have a little reference. Which is why I asked Jack earlier about his reference, you know, because these are commonly sung songs, and sometimes you don't want to have too much of
a
good thing. There's another version of it which might interest you that I'm sure you can get quite easily. Is great Johnny Mathis, one of the great crooners, recorded a very famous version. You know, just as to add to your kettle of fish. Okay, well that was really good. Do you want to do another one, or is that today?
Oh no,
that was today. What about yourself, sir? You
I'm just accompanying Michelle.
Okay, why don't you join us now? Thank you very much.
Can I have one more?
Okay, take your time. Get yourself sound.